Hey, greetings everyone. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hope you're doing great today. Let's talk about widows and works. Today I want to talk about widows and works. I was doing some studying on some other topics and I came across this and I want to share it with you all. Widows and works. Kind of an interesting topic. First, the Bible has much to say on widows. I'll give you some scripture verses regarding widows. Job 22:9. Thou hast sent widows away empty, and the arms of the fatherless have been broken. Psalm 78:64. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Jeremiah 49:11. Leave thy fatherless children, I will preserve them alive, and let thy widows trust in me. Jesus spoke of widows too. Matthew 23:14. Woe unto you, scribes and you Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for pretense make long prayer. Therefore you shall receive the greater damnation. These Pharisees were taking the widows' monies, and Jesus condemned them for that. How about 1 Corinthians 7:8? And I say therefore to the unmarried and the widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. Paul was talking about if you're unmarried, it's best if you stay unmarried. But if you can't stay unmarried, then it is okay to remarry. So the Bible has a lot to say about widows. Let's move on to my main topic, widows and works. You know, if you're like me, if you do ministry or you witness it all, you'll always have these easy-believe evangelicals telling you, oh, works don't matter in salvation. Jesus did it all. All you have to do is believe. Nothing else matters. And I'm constantly, lovingly trying to tell them, no, that's not true. It is by a saving faith that produces much fruit with works that we are shown to even be of Him that leads to eternal life. Easy believism is simply not true. And at don'tperish.com, go to my teaching blog. It's full of articles. Look under Easy Believe or Once Saved, Always Saved that refutes that false heretic way. It's everywhere here in America and around the world. So for today, widows and works, let's use this as another teaching point that further proves the gospel, a saving faith in Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, repentance unto Him, being born again by His Spirit, and then holiness and obedience. Works are produced in those that have the Spirit of God as they endure. So let's talk about Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy 5 is setting the stage for how to provide for widows in the body, and he mentions and speaks about who qualifies. Let's go there. This is where widows and works comes in. 1 Timothy 5, let's see, starting with verse 3. Honor widows that are widows indeed. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable for before God. Verse 5. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God and continueth in supplications and prayers day and night. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. And these things give in charge that they may be blameless. So you see those verses? Paul's talking about the widows here. Just like all the rest of the verses in the New Testament, in the epistles, where he talks about us saints should work and strive and labor and be blameless, the widows are expected to labor and be blameless. It gets even more intense. Verse 8, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith, and he's worse than an infidel. So Paul's saying, men, you don't provide for your family if you don't work as fruit that you have faith, right? Because working and providing is part of a saving faith, part of honoring God. It is. There to work and to provide. But verse 9, back to the widows. Let not a widow be taken into the number under 80 years old, having been the wife of one man, well reported of for good works, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she had washed the saints' feet, if she have reviled the afflicted if she had diligently followed every good work. Now notice there what Paul's saying about the widows. For her to be on the list to get help, she has to be of the faith, of course, and she has to be full of all those good works. Notice what he says, following every good work. I guess the widows couldn't just sit around and say they just believed in Jesus. I guess they actually had to have works that back up their faith, especially when it comes to Apostle Paul, who's called by God, right? No, Paul wouldn't allow them to just sit around. And we know that. How do we know this? Let's keep reading. Look at the warning to the younger widows. Verse 11. But the younger widows refuse, meaning don't put them on the list. When they have begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. And withal, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, not only idle, but tattlers also, busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. So you notice these younger widows, they're about doing things that I guess the younger widows did then, and it got them into trouble. And Paul is rebuking them and saying they're not going to be on the list. They're too young. They need to get married. He tells us in the next verse here, he tells us what they should do. Verse 14, I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, Titus 2, right? Give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachably. For some are already turned aside after Satan. So you notice that. Paul's saying the older widows, I think threescore is over 60. And the younger widows would be told to get married, have children, be keepers at home. Otherwise, or they get themselves into lots of trouble. And then notice, lastly, it doesn't really end there. In this next verse, Paul talks about, if you have a widow in your house, it says this, if any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them and not let the church be charged, that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. So Paul is saying, hey, if you got a widow that's at home, you're probably an aunt or whatever, somebody you know that's a family member, you should meet their needs and don't dump them on the church. On the body of Christ. So more works, right? You're going to have to be laboring to take care. He said, if they are widows indeed. What does that mean? Are they old enough? Should they get remarried and have children if they can? Are they ones that have produced the fruit? Washed the feet? Taken in strangers? Done all these good things? These good fruits of a person has faith, right? So I think you can see pretty clearly from this chapter on widows and works, just like the rest of us, widows are expected to strive, to be busy in good things, to not be idle, to have a faith that's full of good works unto God, or they're not going to be helped and not put on the list. Now, many people I've heard say this seemed really harsh of Brother Paul, but it's not. The Bible, the New Testament, the epistles, is full of faith and works. Our conduct, because we claim Christ, he gives us the word and the spirit to empower us. We have no excuse to not be full of good works. If you doubt that, go read 2 Thess 3. Paul says if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat, and he don't even associate with him. Or go read Matthew 23, where it's separating the sheep and the goats. The goats didn't do the works that God called them to. The righteous go into eternal life. The goats get set apart into outer darkness. This all goes perfectly together with the gospel that I preach to you, the gospel of a saving faith that produces holiness, obedience, and works, just like the widows had to work. And why not? Think about it. Christ, our master, our Messiah, he worked hard for us. He labored perfectly. Why should we not labor for him through this life? After all, the evangelicals are always quoting Ephesians 2, 8, 9. You know, it's not by works you're saved, but by grace. We believe that. We're not saved by works, but our works are a product of our salvation. But what does verse 10 say? We're created for good works. Yeah. All you saints, whether you're a Titus II single, whether you're a dad, a young housekeeper, whether you're a preacher, whether you're a middle-aged married man, whether you're an old person, whether you're a widow, you better be working hard at your faith, in the faith, as fruit. John 15 says, good fruit, much good fruit. You'll abide in my word. Otherwise, those branches are cut off and thrown into the fire. So widows and works, it backs up the gospel that I preach. All the saints I know preach. Anybody who's biblical preaches that gospel. And you know what? It's the gospel that Jesus, Peter, Paul, James, and John all taught. And in fact, the Old Testament prophets taught it as well. Faith and works go together, leading to eternal life, all because of what Christ did. We can't do it without his righteousness leading the way for us. Then we're following him, full of good works. Hey, I hope that's been a blessing to you. Strive on, all you saints of God. Let me know I can help you in the faith and in your work for the Lord. Labor hard now while it's day. Night is coming. Yeah, let's labor hard now. There'll come a time when we won't be able to. Again, I hope this has blessed you. Let me know I can help you in the faith. Go to dontperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Sisters' blogs, articles, audios, videos, witnessing videos to edify you, help you in your faith so you can be a worker of God, glorifying him. Remember, we're here to be salt and light and glorify God, not to sit around and be a lazy widow or a lazy worker unto the Lord, no matter who or what you are. Strive on, saints. We love you all. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.